Let's talk about genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. It's a hot topic in the food world. Agriculture, we tend to think of GMOs, whether we think they're good or bad, as something that we have done for a specific purpose. You know, we modified this corn for that or whatever. But that seems to be a really narrow definition of GMO. I mean, all these genetic studies, we can look at genes differently, we can decode everything. Aren't genes being modified kind of all the time in nature? Isn't that what it's all kind of about?
Sure. I mean, we change genes just from natural mutation. So if you say, you know, are there any genetically modified organisms in the room? You say, well, yeah, because we are, you know. So it's not that, you know, precise a term. But what I think what people often get concerned about is transferring genes from one species to another as well. Like, I don't know, put a pig gene in a grape or something.
That, you know, seems a little out of bounds, kind of.
Yeah. So again, it's kind of a gray area because it turns out that happens in the wild as well, more than we used to think, now that people are kind of out there looking for it, checking out the genetics. So it's not unnatural, technically speaking, to transfer genes from one species to another, or even one kingdom to another as well.
You mean plant and animal, say?
Like plant to animal. Oftentimes it's the bacterial world that spreads genes around because they do it among themselves. Hmm. When it affects human health when bacteria do it because they can share genes for antibiotic resistance, let's say, with one another, you know. So they're good at doing it among themselves, but it turns out once in a while they share it with animals or plants as well. So just for example, there's an invasive beetle, a longhorn beetle that attacks trees, and the larva does. And the larvae apparently got their genes that help them attack the trees and digest the wood from bacteria and fungi. So they would be GMOs, genetically modified organisms.
Right.
Or more recently, there was a big kerfuffle in the science community about these salamanders that were discovered where they were getting genes from other species of salamander.
Well, how did they know that?
Well, it turned out the salamanders were interesting just automatically because this group, they live in the Great Lakes area in the genus Ambystoma, that are all female. They don't have males at all, but they still need to reproduce male and female. So how do they
do that? Yeah, how do they do it?
When they have kids, all the kids are girls. So it turns out they go to males of other species, which technically you think that shouldn't work.
You mean Mr. Other Kind of Salamander over here?
Mr. Other Kind of Salamander over there, and then another one and another one, Tiger Salamander and some others. That turns out the females that were studied mate with three other guys, each from another species.
You mean each of those female salamanders herself mates with three different species?
Three different species by that one gal, and all she wants is the genes from that guy. And so she'll take about equal amounts from each of the three boyfriends and use them to fertilize her eggs. And so the offspring have the genes from three other species mixed in with them.
And they all did.
And they all do that. It's up to five different species they do that. So there's genetically modified organisms sharing genes from one species to another out there in the wild. So it's not just an artificial thing that we do. And of course, we would be an example. We know now too that a lot of us carry genes from Neanderthals.
Right.
And Denisovan folks are more common in Asia, let's say, and they're considered different species too. So we are GMOs as well.
What next from genetics? Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger of Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.